And recording. Okay, from 1984, tonight, Ice Pirates, the revisiting, the reviewing. Mark and I talked about this years ago. The faithful listeners might have been lost in the ether, I don't know.
Are we going to start from the beginning again?
Yeah.
We didn't miss
it. It's the time zone.
It's the time warp, yeah. So what do you guys think?
Love it.
It was terrible.
It was the worst movie I've ever seen.
It was really bad.
But in a fun way, right?
It was fun.
I had to take a little nap in the middle of that movie.
To get away.
To escape into my mind. Just rest.
But in all fairness, you're also hopped up on Tylenol, so.
Yeah, the Tylenol is really wigging me out.
I'm fried chicken.
Fried chicken and biscuits. I thought there was a lot of cool set stuff, a lot of really elaborate costumes, and there were a lot of running gags. Were kind of funny, like all the robots falling apart all the time, or like popping screws out, splooshing. I don't know.
And the robot family. I love that robot family.
It's definitely a comedy, more than anything else, but it is kind of a collection of things. It's sort of an old throwback adventure pirate movie. It really is more a pirate movie than a sci-fi movie.
Definitely.
With all the swashbuckling and such, and the music and everything. No, I mean, I definitely appreciate it more for a nostalgia thing. Like, this was the kind of movie that was on TBS, like, every weekend for a while when I was a kid. And then disappeared. And wasn't on for, like, 10 years. And then I was complaining to one of my friends, I'm like, you know, there's this movie, Ice Pirates. They used to play it all the time. It's not... And then one day I'm flipping on, like, one of those lazy hungover Sundays, and Sci-Fi Channel had it on. And I just started to watch it, and my friend comes in, and he'd been, like, on some forum, you know, some big forum that was big in the early aughts. And he's like, hey, Ian, they're all talking about it on there. Ice Pirates is on. I'm like, yeah, I know. I know. So that was good. I enjoyed it. Yeah, it's got a lot of weird elements to it. It just kind of throws you in. I appreciate it for being, like, a whole world of things with... Like you said, the costumes and the robots and all the practical effects and just something that zany and that out there. Definitely a cult movie.
You definitely take a lot of little things from other, like, movies and fairy tales and kind of little blips all throughout the movie.
Yeah, they have the alien thing from Alien. And
even, like, Snow White and the Seven Dwarves and, like,
right,
all
yeah.
kinds of weird stuff in there. Freaks me out, man.
The princess in her little glass chamber.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know if they ever explain why she's in that in the beginning.
Told you she's in her Odin sleep.
Yeah, right, exactly. It's just a transport chamber or whatnot.
It was keeping her skin supple.
And it's a weirdly, like, paced movie, too. It almost feels like a four-part TV series or something, you know? Like, it's kind of almost like an old, like, 80s... Japanese anime OAV or something, you know, where it's like four chunks of a story that happen, and as opposed to like a three-act kind of structure.
Yep, it gets decidedly weirder towards the end.
For sure. I mean, the time warp stuff is like, it's imaginative, it's memorable. I don't know that there's that many other movies that have done that kind of thing.
Yeah, that was interesting. The makeup, all the, like, hair and beard effects were really cool.
Yeah, they were cool. I mean, there was that one part where that guy's bald cap was kind of obvious.
Some of it was magnificent.
Mm-hmm.
They could have put more effort into that part with the time warping, though. They just were using, like, speed adjustment tricks that looked really cheap. Especially when there was camera movement, and, like, the camera was moving really fast. If they had tried to make it seem like the camera was moving in real time, and people were, like, you know, firing out of frame, and then the camera has to, like, pan over and find them. And, like, dollies and... tracking shots that they were doing, the camera would speed up too.
I wonder if in 84 did they have the kind of technology to do some of that crazy stuff? I mean, it's probably pretty simple.
It would have looked better with, like, a lock-off shot, I think. If they had, like, different groups of people speeding up, not all together, you know, anything.
Right,
than,
yeah. A little variety to it.
Most bare bones, like...
And they just kept doing that one same thing to kind of...
Yeah. Oh, and the fight choreography was so bad.
Well, it was like...
Oh,
old,
God, it
was so bad.
It was pirate throwback fight choreography, though, which is what I kind of got a kick at. I mean, like, I understood why... I mean, I feel like it was probably somewhat intentional. But, I mean, yeah, who knows?
The spin move, the, like... knee-high roundhouse kick was so bad.
I can't remember any good fight choreography from that time. I can't think of a single movie where it wasn't decidedly awful but bearable.
Big Trouble in Little China's got awesome fight sequences at the end.
That's
when
different.
When they're hopped up on the what's that, magic serum, something like that. Great, you know, and then he just drinks in.
That's just the best movie ever.
That one will be the follow-up. We'll get to that one when everyone's done being sick in the fall, at the beginning of spring.
That's going to be a good one.
That'll be good. We can all look forward to that as we're having our fever dreams and our humble crud.
Get ready to hear me say Wang a whole lot.
Wang.
Jack. Jack over and over again.
This literally pisses me off, Jack.
You are not on this planet. Don't get it, Mr. Bird.
Oh, man. Yeah, so much better than Ice Pirates. No. It's still, I don't know, it's a weird movie. I think my window for really appreciating it has probably kind of closed at this point, but I still enjoy the idea of it in some places. And the just the fact that something like that got made. I mean, I guess that was just the 80s, man. They had a little bit of money, and they had a little bit... Now my phone's blowing up.
Everybody's getting
media's podcasts.
Two important people.
Because they knew the Ice Pirates was kind of not so good.
I actually
saw most of that movie.
Yeah, you had seen portions of it?
Portions of it.
I've seen it more.
And I feel like it has fueled actual, like, nightmares.
It's possible.
Because it's such a disjointed movie.
I feel like all the pieces, like the sum, it's one of those cases where the sum is not greater than the parts. The parts are greater than the sum.
Definitely.
Like, the whole idea of there being like ice pirates in this sci-fi world is cool. And the whole thing about like them taking people and then turning them into eunuchs and using them as like slave labor is like a whole like other aspect to the way that like there's a class structure and all of that, and that's sort of interesting too. And then you get into like the bars and the sort of trading that goes on in those places for the underworld, and that's pretty nifty. And then the time warp thing is cool, and so it's like, yeah, it's like all the pieces are good, but then the ultimate execution is just kind of sloppy and clumsy. And I mean, and the pedigree on this isn't terribly great. It's not like there's a guy that directed this really did a hell of a lot else, but probably tanked his career, or who knows what.
I hope so.
You know, so they're like, you'll never make another movie again after this.
So you mentioned the eunuchs, though. I remember when we were watching this, the first time I had seen the movie, and that was in my uncle's house, which is just down the road from here, but it was a trailer.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember seeing the part with the metal teeth.
Oh, yeah,
that
shit's scary when you're a kid.
And that terrified
me. Yeah.
I mean, that whole thing was so bizarre anyway. Jeez.
Yeah, I remember the exact same thing. That thing, I remember lots of parts from this movie. Like, you talk about it being like a nightmare of bizarre. It kind of is, you know?
Yeah.
I remember the little nippers got hard heads. I remember Bruce Valanche's head getting rolling around in fog. And
weird little, like, herpes.
The space herpes.
Space herpes. Yeah.
Yeah, it's, it can't be completely discounted because it's got all that stuff. And the people making it kind of knew what they were doing. There might have been a little too much winking to the camera. This might have been one of the first movies that did that and did a little too much. But I feel like Robert Urich is good in the main character. I mean, everything he has to do or has to say isn't always great, but like the little like body language moments he gets every now and again are great. You know, generally a lot of like sort of shrugging or whatever. Like when he's at the bar and then there's a fight and he's kind of like, oh, it's not my problem. Or when he's you know, kicking the guys off the giant rolly thing in the desert, and the one guy's like, "Yep," and he's like, "Yeah, just you go too."
Yeah, he does a lot of good eyebrow gestures.
Yeah, it's good gesturing. So that part's nice. I feel like he understood what he was doing with that character, and that was good. And Perlman, of course, is great in his little bit. Just is kind of the easy going. Like they give him his hand after it gets cut off, and well, thank you, and just nothing to it.
I wonder whose hand that was. Remember later on, they did the bit where they grabbed his hand like a greeting and it came off.
It was a fake hand, yeah.
Was it his old
real hand?
Okay, I was just going to say, was it just someone else's hand that he had just cut off and was just...
or they cloned his hand or something?
Yeah, it's ambiguous.
It is weird. It's kept ambiguous, you know? It's one of those... It's like a foreign film. It's one of those movies where you have to kind of really get in. No, it's just who knows. There's a lot of shit that just happens. Like when Lovejoy and like the computer guy end up going with the space pimp, the robot space pimp, and then later they cut to them being back at the city. Like they knew how to meet up with them. Like that's kind of an unexplained scene there, you know. Probably one of those movies, like you talk about how much did it cost. Probably didn't cost that much, but probably cost a decent bit for its time. And it probably was troubled with all kinds of production concerns. And so they probably just hodgepodge something together and put it out there thinking, maybe it will blow up, you know? It was still, 84 was still early enough that everyone was still just trying to do Star Wars again, but trying to put a different spin on it. Let's do Star Wars, but if it's a comedy and like...
Right.
They did it like it was a throwback to old adventure, this, and we'll do like a throwback to old pirate stuff, like an Errol Flynn thing, and he'll be swinging from stuff, and the music will go da 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 da.
So, I mean, like, yeah, I mean, like, it obviously wasn't the highest budget, but like, the costumes looked crappy, but they were intricate.
Yeah.
They didn't look crappy.
They looked 80s, man. They definitely had that.
The robots looked crappy, but also extremely intricate. There were a lot of those robots.
And they went a smart direction with those robots, too, because those were all clearly just people in suits.
Yeah.
But, like, they still kind of read as robots. Like you said, they were intricate enough with, like, whatever they glued onto the bodysuits for them or something. That
must have taken forever. I mean, there were all kinds of little pipes and everything going everywhere. And it looked terrible. No. But they still did it.
It would have been a fun movie to be a production design person on, to, you know, to building stuff for it or putting stuff together for it, I think. I think this is definitely one of those movies, I'll say, it was a lot more fun to work on, maybe. Maybe they had too much fun working on it, and they didn't, you know.
That looked like it would have been fun.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You worked on something, like, that had some kind of zaniness, like, production design stuff on it, right, man? With Flea? Like, there was sort of, like, the desert stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe we'll eventually see that, huh?
I wasn't really around for any of that, though, but, yeah, it was fun. It was cool. While they were making
the sets. Oh, making it, yeah. Right.
But it was fun.
Yeah, to shoot it, I mean, right?
That was a cool scene, location to work at. Yeah.
I've always liked stories in movies where, like, even though it's 94 minutes, like, it feels like it goes a lot of places because it goes a lot of places. It just does it quickly, you know. You get different environments that you can kind of identify with, the desert scene and the bar and then there's just a lot of stuff happening on the space pirate. Final verdict on Ice Pirates. It has to just land as like a reliable 3 out of 5 for me, because that's where it lives, I think. It's probably something that I'll have to show somebody else that's in my life at some point in the next 5 to 10 years. But, oh, you haven't seen it? Well, we better watch this. But it's really not something you need to be totally coherent to watch, so that's nice, you know?
I definitely wasn't.
You weren't, and you probably appreciated it more for that.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, maybe if you had less food and more beer.
It's possible.
Yeah.
We should have thought of that.
Yeah.
That food was so good.
It was really good.
Yeah, but it was good foods. Everyone else, give your verdict.
I give it a 2 out of 5.
2 out of 5. Matt will never revisit it again. You'll never be able to talk to me to be like, Matt, we got beer this time. Nope. What if it's just on in the background while you're... Nope.
I would enjoy coming back from a party drunk to this movie being on and then passing out shortly after.
Shortly after, after it was it. Over or shortly after you noticed
it? I did not
this?
Like this before.
What okay. If you just came home and it was ending and you felt so much relief?
Yes.
I survived.
It would get a 7.5.
5.
I don't know the difference. I'd say 2.5.
2.5?
Yeah, there's a lot of nostalgia in that movie for me. A lot of horror too, but nostalgia.
Now, do you want to do the caveat that you're not of sound mind, so whatever rating you give, you can't be held to in the future?
That one.
Okay.
Actually, I'm going to go with 3 just because, like, it was entertaining. It was stupid as shit, too. Fuck, that was the dumbest movie. And I had to take a reprieve from it in my mind and nap for a moment. It seemed like the longest nap in the world, but it was like maybe
7 minutes, I think.
7 minutes of napping?
It felt like a long time in this world, too.
But it was funny, and it was cheesy, and I think, I don't know, I think in the right moment, that movie could be a 4 for some people, so I'm just going to go with 3.
It's very context heavy. I think, the more I think about it, the more I wonder on how much better it could be with, like, boisterousness and alcohol, because it does have a lot of the wink to the camera, and the wink to the camera is kind of like, oh no, it's laughing with you, and sometimes you don't want it to be laughing with you when you're, you know, having fun with it at its expense.
Yeah. Well, so, but what of the context where we're all wearing elaborate group costume?
Elaborate group, yes, yeah. That's going
to
be tricky.
And then, so when we pull this off, which we're going to,
oh my god,
it's
going
to happen
for a movie that we all kind of don't like that much. That's the best part. Look, we should check it out. It's not really that good, but we're all decked out with like the wires sticking out like 10 feet.
we rub other people in the costume that we've never seen the movie. Yeah. We can't show it to them because they won't want to do it.
No,
but just seeing the costumes, they're going to want to do it.
Oh, of course.
And then when we finally have everyone roped in, then we show them the movie, then they're going to like it.
Yeah.
Because they're already so invested.
Yeah, right. It's like, I own it now, so I kind of have to give it a 3 out of 5. Exactly. I can't own anything I don't like a little bit, right? It's terrible. It's like with a CD collection, you know? You're like, yeah, I bought it. It's pretty good. It's not good. It's pretty good, though. No, but did you notice almost everybody got at least 3 costume changes in the movie?
At least.
Beyond, like, Jason and, you know, being turned into a eunuch and having that, like, he literally has, like, 3 other outfits he wears.
Yeah,
and the main princess does, and even Ron Perlman changes his outfit. I mean, that's the tricky part. Like, you not only have to do one, but, like, you have to change him throughout the night if you're going to do a giant Halloween theme, ice pirate, giant group-themed party thing.
That's true. Killjoy, too. He was...
Yeah.
Well, because he started out as regular he monk.
No, he was the monk. Then he was the knight robot. And then
flowy shirt.
Oh my gosh, it's going to be a lot. Well, we're ready. We're up for it.
Yeah. And you're going to be Killjoy or the old man? Is that what you decided on?
Or both.
I don't know. I mean, we're not going to actually do this because it's too much.
I mean, that's a serious costume change. You change characters.
I know.
Come over here, my body, I still feel. I still feel.
It's a great old guy. You still feel.
I still feel.
Crazy. Nuts to that.